Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, man. You alright? I'm feeling real good right now, man. I'm chilling.
I see it on Facebook. I see you got a lot going on right now.
Nah, I ain't got that much going on.
I see that big old ball of goo.
that's for tomorrow for my fellow drunk bowlers. We like to get hammered. Last week I kinda I kind of got tied up a little bit, so I had to leave. But yeah, tomorrow I'm good. What's going on with you? Everything good with you?
Yeah, you know, everything good. We on like my neck of the woods. Everything good today. Just a little tired today.
But other than
that, I've been kind of busy at work. But anyway, so what's been going on? What's been going on in Macon?
Oh, boy, making it out the chain. Some little young boy Russian roulette himself in front of his homeboy, which I know that's a sad situation because sometimes you just don't play with guns like that. I don't get it. Like when me and my homeboys were coming up, we talked about trying to get at women or, you know, different. You know, different. It was never nothing violent with us. It was always on some cool, laid back. Let's do what you know. Let's do something different. We ain't finna do nothing violent. But you know, these kids these days, man, they think it's okay to just have pistols and guns and all of this and all of that, and you know, and play with them. And you know, they said a little boy put bullets in the gun. We don't know how true it is. I can't state any of the facts because I don't know. I wasn't there. But at the end of the day, this is a radio show. So basically what I'm saying, they say he took the bullets out the gun and put one in there and he shot two times and shot himself. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's crazy all in itself. Then we got, Facebook went crazy today. Young Cat on that, you know, I guess he got into it with one of his female friends or whatever. So the other chick, she went on there and she put the nigga, you know, she blasted and put a whole picture on him on that butt naked, so to speak. I didn't see it, but evidently a lot of the females on there seen it. So it backfired on her because, you know, they said the nigga was packing. He got Facebook popular. I was with her trying to expose him. Man, that shit was so funny. But, you know, you got a lot of other insecure niggas on there that, you know, feel like, you know, I got to do this. You know, I don't know if it's egotistical or trying to be an alpha male. Like, you automatically feel in competition. Like, man, let dog have his shine or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if women feel like he packing, let them feel like he packing. You ain't got to go on there and be like, I'm packing too. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ain't checking for y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? Let dog get his shine. That real shit. So you know, that's pretty much what went on with Facebook and all that today. And you got what else you got going on in Facebook land? Oh, it's a private rooftop party coming up. It's gonna be
Oh, yeah, I
invite
need to know
only.
about that. Now what else gonna be at?
Yeah. It's gonna be at the same place where the surprise birthday party was. You gotta be RSVP. If you don't get an RSVP, you're not gonna be able to come in. And it's gonna be on first Friday. After the Anthony Hamilton concert, the Anthony Hamilton Fantasia, all that. So
I did want to go see that, but I did
yeah,
want to
I'm looking forward to that. I want to do that. And that's gonna pretty much be my night. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do that. I just gotta iron out a couple of things, but
I think I read something that you said before we get into the topic. Didn't you say you didn't what's going on with you? I mean, she didn't break up with you, did she?
What you talking about?
I'm trying to see. I can't
Ain't
remember, but
saying nothing about nothing.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm reading wrong. I don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe I'm so wrong.
you read something wrong. I don't know
I
what you
read
read.
so wrong.
You might have read something about me saying, "Well, I fucked up bad." Why does that?
Yeah, that's
Why?
what it is.
Why? Yeah. Why? Why does that have that? Why does that have to pertain to my relationship, so to
I don't
speak?
know,
You know what I'm saying?
yeah,
Like,
I don't know.
Nina.
I
But
just didn't know.
automatically, everybody else will assume that. Same way you assumed it. It probably got screenshotted and all this and that, but I fucked up bad on, like, it could be anything. That necessarily has nothing to do with what I got going on. Yeah, Facebook is Facebook. People live for the drama or whatever, but
Of course, you know they do. You
I
know
could
they
have just
do.
yeah,
You
yeah.
know they
I could
do.
have just said
You got
anything. You know what I'm
to
saying?
get the
But
people what they want. You got to get the people what they want. Well, tonight's
yeah, so
topic
it's.
is. Oh, go ahead, Bert.
Nah, I'm not. Go ahead. We don't throw them off of that.
Well, tonight's topic is 8 rules on how to deal with a bad breakup. Now, I know some of you guys have been through bad breakups. I do see you guys. I will take calls. Just give us a moment. We're gonna kind of go over a couple of our rules, and then after that, we'll definitely start taking calls. I will not be doing any online calls right now. I mean, any online chatting tonight. But I definitely will, take everybody's call. Try my best to get them all in tonight. Okay. All righty. Let's see. So, Mel, you said you got your five, right? You want me to
I got my
decide, or you
five.
want?
They go. I mean, you can do it how you want to do it. I'm coming straight out. I ain't even. I got so tied up and back and forth with myself as an individual.
So
I
basically,
decided
mine's
to
gonna be
just
better than
really.
yours.
You're more
Mine's gonna be
likely.
better than
Nah,
yours.
nah. You're nah. Mine gonna be more honest. But I
And
don't
mine
know.
too.
I don't know.
And
But you
mine
never have
too.
yours in order. You'll never have yours in order. You just ramble off. You be like.
But you know
Number
what? But
five. It ain't number five. Can't be number
okay.
five. You gotta have your number, no number, your top,
Well, I
your
just as
top.
I come up with them, Mia, I just write them down. You categorize yours. I don't
I
categorize
try,
mine.
yeah, I do, but then, like this is a subject where I've been through no bad breakups.
Here we
I've
go.
been through no bad breakups. So it's gonna be hard for me to even think of ways to I can overcome breakups or bad rule. I don't know any rules or any like top five rules you could do, but I can really touch on it a little bit enough to know that I can give you five things that you can do to make yourself feel better about a breakup or whatever, or either way. But I'm sure that you have a few that you could run down.
Well, yeah, but I cannot say that I have not been through any bad breakups because I have, knowing that I am married, I have been
You're a
married before.
female. You're a
Yeah,
female. So women look at relationships different. They tend to want to make everything out to be a big picture. But they still continue to be null and void of the whole situation, whereas if let's say if a guy been done had this type of lifestyle his whole life.
Okay.
And it comes to a point where he meets a young lady and he wants to settle down, but his life is still in that area. But you can tell the difference where it's slowing down, but certain things still exist. As far as like talking to other females, a lot of guys scared to just cut everybody off. Cause once you cut everybody off, it's just you and them. So that's got to be that person, and you don't know what she got going on, but you can tell in that person they can be loyal enough for you can just feel like, well, I know that it's just me. But it's still hard for somebody that's been through life knowing that I don't feel comfortable wanting to cut like everybody else.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? And but at the same time, you cutting people off, but still have a flirtatious vibe about yourself, or you still like to entertain people, and then you have to sit back and revamp yourself to the extent where before it gets to the point where you feel like you're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cheating, which it is cheating. Some women take cheating different. Like, what do you take? What would you call? Would you call flirting on Facebook cheating? Or social networks? Would you call that cheating?
No, I wouldn't, but it is. No, I wouldn't call it cheating, but if you all in female inboxes now,
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just regular conversation, knowing the person that, okay, my I'm using me as an example. My personality on Facebook. Is it that bad where I can't conversate with women? I can just be like, hey, leave it at that. I can't do this. Certain things I can't do on Facebook anymore if I'm dealing with somebody and they dealing with just me. Is it okay? Is it not okay for me to josh around with friends or whatever? Like, I know the females that I play with or whatever, and I know nothing will come out of it.
Right.
But you know, women tend to think, you know, that it could be otherwise. But at the same time, you have people that text you. You know what I'm saying? That text you on a regular basis. Maybe one or two, no more than three maybe, that they text you good morning or different, you know, like just to have regular conversation with you. Do you think that that's cheating?
I don't think it's cheating, but I know I look at things as a respect level too, you know?
Right.
You know, and I look at it as a respect. Well, you know, we actually got a couple callers in that actually want to say something. So we won't be kind of running out of time when they towards the end. I'm going to go ahead and take a caller, and I guess as I take an actual caller, I will kind of re-go through the rules. Okay, let me go ahead and take this one. Okay.
Hold on a
second. What's up? You on the air? Hello?
Hello?
What up, Carla? What's going on? Who this?
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, Carla?
Okay, see. What's up? What it do?
What the move? Yeah, we just cooling?
Yeah, man. I just got on. What? Now, can you talk about the topic was on hand? So I just tuned in. And I'm trying to figure out what's really going on.
Well, the topic on hand is eight things or eight rules to do when dealing with a bad breakup.
Oh,
Like what's good that somebody could do? From your experience, what would you do dealing with a bad breakup? Like what I was telling her, I was like, I'd never been in a bad breakup where I had to try to just figure everything out. You know, I could still always call any of my exes, true exes rather, like people that I've actually dealt with over a certain period of time, and still conversate with them and talk about life. But I've never been in a position where I just be like, somebody hates you so bad. You know what I'm saying? So do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, I had a bad breakup with my baby mama. Like, to the point that, you know, we regret even having a child together. So I can understand the bad breakup part. But the understanding is you got to know, you got to coexist with that person, especially when you got tired with that person. So really, you try to be casual as much as you can, but most times you just try to stay out each other's way. Because it's bad, you know what I'm saying, good memory and bad memory. You just, you know what I'm saying, you just try to rebuild new memories all together, like outside the relationship. But other than
right.
that, you just try to stay out their way. Like, you don't want, you really, when a bad relationship, it's just best to let somebody heal before you even try to be friends with them. Or just, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it's just best both of y'all separate and go separate ways. Like, it ain't no need to hold on, like, to a bad relationship. Not to me. I don't see no reason.
Okay. Not meaning to cut you off. What is a bad breakup? Is it caught cheating?
Yeah,
or is it
not telling the truth about your situation? Bad breakup is something that you can get caught cheating, you can get caught doing something that you ain't got no business doing, just not telling the person about your whole past. It can be anything. Like, you gotta let people know
right.
your situation. Just the whole your whole
right.
life. Like, when you wanna deal, when you wanna invite somebody in your life, you gotta let, they gotta know your flaws and your good. Like, most people trick
right.
you and it's just all good, but they don't know your flaws, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you should show people your good and your bad if you want somebody to grow with you. Cause sometimes we trick people to be in a situation with us, and then I made a decision for her. Instead of, she should have made her own decision about something, and it ended bad because I was wrong because I should have let her know. So I take all blame for
right.
the relationship. Know what I'm saying? But at the same time, know what I'm saying? We got to find a new foundation, a new grind to build another relationship, like for our kid, for our child. So,
right.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes your pad can come back and just destroy everything in your life.
You're right about that, man. Some people won't live it down. Some people won't live it down too, bro.
Well, I'll say this from a woman's perspective, and you know, with breakup, my whole situation that I'm looking at is, like I said, I was married before, and I won't say I had like bad. A real bad boyfriend breakup, but further as a marriage, I did have a failed marriage that didn't end well, and I think that's the only thing that's the only incident I've had that I can just honestly say that was not good. And I want to get to what you were saying about not being totally honest with somebody, you know, and I feel like in my situation, and I think I've touched on this before in the past in some of our previous shows when I discussed this, but I feel like you can't change a person, and a person can fool you for so long and make you think that things are going to be good, then it turns out to where it was all a lie, it was all, you know, just to get you. Now, I've had that to happen in, you know, in a past relationship as well as my marriage, but I definitely can't relate to not being 100% upfront with somebody when you're in a relationship. But I went so far. At least you guys can honestly say that. Well, you guys can say that they were just relationships for you guys. But I ended up getting married in a situation like that. Which,
right.
you know, and in life, you know, we shouldn't have regrets. But I do wish at this point that I would have waited. I would have waited longer. I would have waited a little longer. Then I would have given myself a chance to just say no, you know, yay or nay. But I jumped in so fast. But that's the only bad breakup that I can say that did it make me bitter? Of course not. But does it make me cautious now? Yes. You know, and I feel like in relationships, you know, because it took me a while after, you know, my divorce to really jump back out there, you know, and start dating, yes, of course. And then when I did that, you know, things didn't work out, but that's okay. I just feel that, you know, it made me now the woman that I am today. I'm a lot more cautious. I feel like I can take more now than what I could have some years ago. So I feel that, for me, it was a learning. It's a learning experience, which I'm going to go ahead and go to a couple of my. I want to speak on the topic a little bit. A couple of what before, I feel be, like was I, right. Some of my what now?
Nikki, before you go on, I just want to say that one thing.
Okay.
Your past relationship build you for your future. Like everybody should have a past relationship so they can know what they want in their future. If you ain't never been through a bad breakup, how would you know what a bad breakup would be? So you can see the signs before it happens.
You're correct. You are correct. I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? You go ahead and say what you're saying. I just want to put that out there because people always want to avoid situations, but you can't avoid situations because it helps you.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't avoid them. Don't avoid them. Like, you got to look. Whatever it is, you got to be there first and learn. And then women should know the sign. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to change the subject or nothing. But when a man say, I kill you and I'm kill myself, like that man told you more than two times, you need to get the hell on. Like, you don't need to be.
That's true.
You know
that's
true. That is not love.
Nah, you too, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to put that out there. Because a lot of people yeah. the long and hard way. But you go ahead, babe.
Okay. Well, I feel like when the first, to me, and don't ask questions if you don't want to know the truth. If you really don't want somebody to tell you the truth, don't ask them. And I used to be like that. I used to be in denial like that. I used to only see green, you know, and, you know, we see what we want to see. But now, this one in my life, I'm not like that. But one of my rules is if you don't want to know, don't ask.
My thing with that.
You might find a man that's gonna really, really tell you, you know, gonna tell you what you. He gonna tell you if it hurts you or not, you know. But at this point in my life, I would just go ahead and tell me. I'd rather just go ahead and know.
I'm that way when it comes to asking me anything, because you can never ask me a stupid question, because anything you ask, you can learn from it if you don't know about it. So don't feel stupid when you ask somebody a question. But if you
right,
think,
right.
But if you the type of woman, the nigga, something that they already know the answer to, let's say you already know the answer to wanting to know you want the nigga to say exactly what you want. Let's say she asks you why did you do this, and you give her your answer. But she already has the answer in her mind. So your answer is irrelevant. Why do women do that? Like, why do women ask you questions that they know the answer to?
But when you tell them an honest answer,
they don't want to go for it. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear that part. They don't want to hear that, you know, you going through. It's just certain things that, you know, I guess it takes somebody just willing to listen, as well as learn and comprehend at the same time. Some people can always just seem like they know it all and don't want to adhere to whatever is on their mind. You know what I'm saying? They already fixated.
Right.
And they stuck on what they stuck
well,
on.
Well,
they gonna deal with it.
Let me ask the caller. Because we do have other callers that want to chime in, but let me ask you a question. D. So listen, you said, so were you the one that weren't
honest, you know, were you the one, you know, or was it her? You know, you said
it was me.
Okay.
Like all my relationship, it was me. Me not okay. First of all, it was me not ready to settle down, cheating. Me hiding my baggage, like hiding my past. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of me. You know what I'm saying? Not ready to woman. So
it be the man that got that, cause the way the world set up, it always gonna be that way. So you know, men ain't perfect, man. We just ain't perfect. We can't it trying to be perfect in an imperfect world. It's just things that's gonna happen. It's in us to be fixated on women first off. In other nationalities like overseas or wherever, it's women that are allowed to have 2 and 3 wives. Hugh Hefner bring it over here. He got 7, 8, 5 girlfriends.
Well, my coworker, he is, he's from, I can't think of what country he's from, but he was telling us that he's a prince, he said, he can have more than one wife himself. And he was telling us about that, but
You know what the rules about that? The rules is, because, you know what I'm saying, I did it when I had first touchdown. It's about your money. Like, if you can take care of 2 or 3, you can have them. But you ain't got no money but take care of one person, you can't have 2 or 3 wives. I'm sorry.
Okay, we ain't talking about it. Okay. But if you got money to take care of these 2 or 3 women at the same time, 3 high poles, if you got the money to do that, and the woman, and 1 or 2 of the women just don't, they ain't hearing that. They ain't hearing, cause they say that the standards are too high to even be second fiddle or third fiddle.
I'm gonna tell you this, you know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? What my situation was, one was, you know what I'm saying, she had a great career, and the other one, she was straight, but both of them were bad. Like, they could have been in a relationship. Like, dude could have relationed them. We did everything together. Like, I did this when I first touched down. I'm telling you out my mouth, it's possible. Like, women will, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Certain women.
It's out, you know? Yeah, certain women too, you know what I'm saying? But if they cheat, they'll do the same thing. So it's really the same thing,
yeah.
Bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you just really...
So basically, a loyal woman, when you come across a loyal woman, that's like a jewel that you're supposed
okay.
to... So do you believe that they're loyal women?
Yes, a lot of them. I'm looking at one now.
okay. Oh, you in the presence of a loyal woman now. Oh, wow.
Yeah, very loyal.
Okay. Okay.
Well, we're about to take some more calls, man. We appreciate you calling because you always got the insight.
All right, now.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all take it easy.
All right. All right. Okay. Well, before I take another call, I'm gonna go to my next one. Is focus at when going through a bad breakup. Focus more on yourself. I think that should be some me time. That should take out that time just to find yourself and figure out what you're looking for. You know. And right now, I look at it to where I got this from somebody, a friend of mine, actually a good friend of mine, to where, you know. And I think
that should have been your number
one. You know
what,
man, let me tell you something. Let me
tell me, man.
Let me read mine like I want to read them. I think that and this was excellent to hear a male say, and I think that's what kind of got me when he told me, you know, you shouldn't let anybody know what you're looking for because people will. Act on it. You know, you can tell a woman what
exactly.
You know, and I really like that because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, because I could be...
He gave you some free game.
Right.
He gave you some free game.
He don't like this. You know, well, I know he don't like this, so I ain't going to do that. Oh, he don't like...
Women, get with. Get with. He gave you, like, the most free game that any man... He really, like, throw the nigga, a lot of niggas out of the box.
Yeah, he did.
As far as like with him telling you, never never tell a guy what you're looking for in a man. Because you know what? If you tell a guy what you're looking for in a man, he gonna be what you're looking for in that man. If he out for one thing. You know what I'm saying? Or he could be that guy. He could be that guy that you're looking for. But if you run into a guy that's out to play you, and you tell, you know, y'all having dinner or whatever, and then you go to talking about, well, I need me a guy that's goal-oriented and such and such and such and such and all this and that. He's going to be that guy.
He's going to be that guy.
Until he get what he wants.
And that's the same with
women. Until he get what he wants. And then, the same way with women.
Because, see, the thing, right, because the only thing, what I think that I've learned, you know, because, okay, dating somebody, okay, you be start out going to church, doing all this stuff together, and then come to find out, because they know those are the things that you like to do. And then I look at it like two or three months in the game, okay, I don't want to go to no church, okay, you know, stuff like that, you know, yeah, they fool, you know, so I haven't been fooled. So, you know, I like the place that I'm in right now in my life, you know, because it's actually when you're, it is getting to know somebody. Because you already know, okay, well, you know, okay, well, it's evident people know, you know, my marriage situation, because for some reason, everybody knows my ex-husband, but people don't know me now. You know, well, what is she looking, you know what I mean? Well, I know what she likes, you know, but now, you know, I don't even just throw that out there. You know, if I see where a man take too many drinks, then I know to just get the hell away from him at this point. You know, I know now, if he be doing the most, I know to get away from him, because I know what those characteristics and signs are.
Because he can sit by you and be like, "Nah, I don't get fucked up every. I don't get fucked up all day." Like,
right. Then you find out, you know. But that's where
he do.
Right. Thank you. That's why I messed up in a previous, you know, relationship. You know. I ain't no drunk like him. Or I don't do it. You know. But you do it. You just do it different. You know what I mean? So. You know, I definitely, right, you know, so it works for me. Like it does work for me right now, you know, just let everything, let God put everything into place how it should be.
Right.
You know, and I'm happy and I like it and I like how things are. But let me go ahead and take another call and then I'll go back into my rules, because I see my rules kind of outshine yours. So let me go ahead.
I haven't had a chance to even go into, not even got number five off yet.
Because you don't have no good ones. I mean, this is my night. Let me take it home.
Take it home. I'm done with the caller. Right, let me see the caller.
All right, caller, you on. Hello.
What up, caller?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up?
All right, cool. I just want to very, very interesting topic. My name is David Brown. Of course, I've been on here before. No shame in my previous situation. Somebody on this line probably know my situation. But hey,
right.
We deal with it. We men, we women, you know, we grown, we adults. But, you know, real quick, I'm going to go ahead and get straight to the point. Bad breakups, yes, a touchy situation. Yeah, we all done been through them. You know, I had that first person we fell in love with. We all had that first person that really just put you in the situation where you're like, nah, I don't want to do this no more. But that's only a temporary emotion. You can't let temporary emotions reflect on long-term decisions. You know what I'm saying?
I said that today.
You hold other people to a standard when you dealing with a certain person and you go through a bad breakup. You think everybody else is the same. Hell, it took me 3 years to really just get back in the groove, really just thinking that all women ain't the same. But a woman can say, well, I want a good man. You could do all the things that a good woman, a good man is supposed to do. But when a woman ain't doing her part and the man become unhappy, I'm telling you, yo, these are what you need to do to improve on us. That's called communication. If you don't have communication, you don't have nothing. So with that communication that was there on my end, if both ends don't meet in the middle, it's not going to work. It's always going to bear off. So with that being said, I grew unhappy, so I began to cheat. I cheated with her best friend.
Oh, wow.
Reason being, because I'm telling you, I'm not happy. Your friends know, and I'm telling you, your friends know what you have. You don't know what you have.
Well, yeah, when you tell them, you know, when females tell.
You told. Did you tell her you was finna cheat? No.
Yes, I told her I'm gonna do things I don't want to do because you're not doing your part. She thought I was joking.
And what did she say?
Oh wow.
She was like, okay.
You know, they're gonna do the normal spiel. I'm gonna do better. Did it better for about 2 days and then back to the same old. You know, a man goes to work, he come home sweaty and tired, he expects at least a home cooked meal. If he's paying most of the bills, he expects a home cooked meal. He at least expect to get a back rub or if the attention ain't there and the conversation ain't
there. Get the attention. Get the affection.
You know, so that was the whole moral of that. Like, you know, if anybody's on the line, take it from me. You know, I even want to write a book about it, you know, because people always say, well, there's a lot of bad men out here. There's no more good men left. But what about when you do get a good man? You don't appreciate it. You know, and it may be vice versa for women. But if you do have a good person, that person does everything and bend over backwards for you. Even goes broke for you. You know, being up when y'all get together and you take them down, you don't do shit to help pick them back up. It's your fault. And somebody else getting that's on you. All you can do is just look in the mirror and say, damn, what did I go wrong? But as a man,
everybody ain't for everybody. Yeah,
right.
Everybody
pick up from that, and you learn. But nowadays, it's so hard to depict who's real and who's fake because people can be fake for so long they can hold it in. And when it comes out, you're like, man, I wasted so much time and money. I could have been somewhere else in my life. So it's a crazy game when it's time to start over and date again. I'm going through that now, but I look at a person and see what's their ambition. I look and see what's their intention. I look at see how they treat the people around them. I listen to their phone conversation. Every little thing counts when you're getting older because you ain't got time to waste and you ain't got time to play. So
that's
that block button they put on your cell phone, it comes in handy. So a lot of you women that's on the line and say it ain't no good men out there left no more. That's a lie.
Okay, it's some good men, but then at the same time, why do women put so much pressure on you when let's say you get in a relationship, when a woman sense that you in a relationship, a good strong relationship, why women pressure you like so bad? Like they want you, like women when you're in a relationship, more women want you.
I get what you're saying. When you single, you're like, man, ain't
yeah,
like,
well, where they at? And they disappear quick. They disappear quick.
I learned over time what that was. Well, these some women are intimidated by other women. So if a woman, they can size up another woman in their own way. That's something that we as men would not understand, but women size women up in their own way. So, okay, if she can get them, I can get them too. That's just how women, if you could be in the mall with a woman, like one of my exes, she lived out of town. When I used to bring her here, I used to go to the mall and stuff. No one can figure out, that's why I like dating out of town, because people don't never know who this person is. So
right,
whatever is happening is nothing. You can't message her on Facebook. You don't know. You can't find her on Instagram. You can't find her nowhere else because she don't
can't
exist.
Find.
Making it in middle Georgia is so small, everybody knows everybody. Sometimes you got to go outside that box. So
yeah.
What made it bad
about that, it social media actually did that. It caused it to be a circle of people. Because, you know, back in my younger days, you can have a long-term relationship and nobody know who your girlfriend was because they might see her, but she might be from Warner Robins. She might be from another side of town or whatever. But nobody else don't know it because it ain't social media. But now social media got it. Well, you got everybody on there together. So you know all the people from Warner Robins, all the women. It's one big circle of people. So folks think it make them really small. But it's the social media that got it like that. And once everybody start annoying each other, they make it seem so small. That's why so much go on these days. So with that being said, it's different from the old days back when relationships were good because it wasn't no competition. True, because nobody went looking for competition. Now it's competition. You know what I'm saying? Now it's competition because then what they doing or out on vacation, you know, anything. You know what I'm saying? Like anything to
right.
the sort. And it's making it difficult for some relationships to prosper because social media ruins it real quick.
Yeah, exactly. And but some things you have to keep to yourself. But again, it goes back to, well, you're exposing all your happiness. Like, I know how these mind frames think in the area. So if I go on a date, I'm not going to tag on Facebook. I might kick our feet up at the movies at AMC Theater 14 in Atlanta with our feet kicked up and take a picture of our feet. You don't need to know who face that is.
Yeah.
The only thing you're going to do is you're going to just try to look and pick and say, well, I know him. He did such 2 years ago. Why bring up a person's past in the future?
That's what
and
women
that's
do.
People from around here do. Or what
yeah, they do it bad.
Here, but in general.
Yeah, in general, but women do that off top. Like, if you out with somebody and they see you with this particular person,
they're gonna be a
whole thing. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be so many different women. They're gonna automatically want to be in your shit, and they're gonna automatically just be doing everything to defamate somebody's character.
From being happy.
Yeah, right. But the girl, the woman, she would think different though. She'd just be like, oh, they're just telling me about you. No, they ain't telling you about you. They telling you the situation that you might have had with them, or they going by he say, she say. Majority of the time, 90% of the time, is he say, she say. None
right.
of these women ain't never dealt with you. Only thing they going off of is your social media fame or whatever that is. You know, and it's just unfair right now for a lot of good guys that don't want to be social media famous or known, so to speak.
You said a mouthful, but I'm gonna say this, and I gotta go, you guys. But bad relationship, they can't hold you back from a lot of good things. But all I ask you, for us as men, pay attention to every detail. Women, you pay attention to every detail too. But as more so for guys, it's a lot of fake brothers out here too that make it hard for us. So if you got a friend, be a friend to that friend. Say, hey, man, that ain't right. You got to really do it right. That's part of being a friend too. It started with us too. Because so many fake, I'm going to say the real terminology. There's so many fake niggas out here that's fucking up for real niggas. Point blank period. And we have to go through every loophole to prove that we ain't just like sucking niggas she just left from.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's pretty much what I got to say. Y'all quiet, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, I just I'm listening because you know you spoke on what you know you touched on exactly what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And it's bad to the point where like it's a lot of bad relationship that's being ended by things that could have been avoided.
Right,
and only bad things come out of relationships these days. You getting people that being exposed on Facebook, they're being exposed all over social media. People have to run to social media to express themselves or whatever. And some people that don't be on you got females that don't be on social media as much, so they don't really understand social media. Even if let's say they just happen to be like, I'm gonna get me a Facebook page.
See,
they get
people,
the Facebook page.
Go ahead. People don't understand what social media is really used for. People take it and
right.
utilize it for something that is totally not used for. Facebook was preliminary design for people to connect with someone that's going to school or having some kind of activity for them to get help with something. Or promote
right.
some kind of event that's going on. Or,
right.
you know, me, I utilize my Facebook page strictly for prospering, inspiring other people, and showing people that things are possible that you thought was impossible, and making a dollar. I mean, if anybody knows me that is a friend of mine on Facebook, that's all I do. People may say, well, are you putting on? No, I'm living life. You know, it's the difference
right.
between living life or fading the funk.
Right.
Because
you can fade the funk on it so long, where
right.
somebody going to find out the real you. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody actually knows you.
Yeah, and somebody actually knows you. Other than that, like, and there's a lot of people on there like that. Where somebody's like, "Man, I know you." You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying as far as like relationships and all that types of thing goes. And you
but
were right
that
about
way, that. Where it comes from? It comes from people being fake and phony. People may perceive
yeah.
you one way on social media and say, "Oh, he a hustler." You got a couple of Miller Marger on or whatever. You look like you're handling your business, but at the end of the day, you can fake it for
yeah,
so long.
So
when she comes to the net, nigga, she's a total independent woman. And she said, "Well, damn, I see one flaw about this nigga. I'm gone." You know, you don't invest all your damn time and money into this motherfucker. You're like, what the fuck
right.
just happened?
Right. And if they make social media disappear, which will never happen.
Right, a lot of these niggas lose their credibility. I mean, a lot of people
yeah.
have better relationships.
Yeah.
A lot of people
yeah.
have more happiness.
Yeah,
nah,
it'll be better.
But,
it'll actually be better.
I agree, but still, you know, but people chose to put themselves out there like that, too. So, you know,
you still have that those people that assume and do that to you. They'll defamate your character all because of that they think they know you, even from the outside looking
right.
in. You see what I'm saying?
At the same time, you can remain the person who you are, because one thing about a character is who he or she is. There's no acting in that. You cannot portray who you are. You are what you are.
Okay.
If it ain't in you, it ain't in you, and it will show.
To an extent, some people can make you out to be like let's say you could be. Let's say you can be a hoe. But you really ain't no hoe. You ain't no hoe. Like, you really ain't no hoe. You just got people on the outside looking in. And it is assuming what they assuming, and then it's gonna go on you. That's gonna be your character because people. But then when you actually meet people outside of social media, they see a different person.
Right.
But still in their
exactly.
head.
Exactly.
Like I meet people now. You know what I'm saying? I meet people now, like right now. If I'm on Facebook all the time, I'm chilling or whatever. I'm spelling hell. I'm cracking jokes or whatever. But if I was to meet a young lady and we go out to eat or whatever, she would be like, "You ain't nothing like your Facebook page." I'm like my Facebook page, but I'm not. I'm laid back. I'm more laid back and I'm shy. If I'm comfortable with you, I'm open up to you. I'm not the person that you thought you was gonna hang out with.
And it's not because
I'm not that person. It's just the fact of that it's entertainment to me.
Right.
I don't
right,
take
exactly.
too much serious. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people take a lot of stuff serious on Facebook, especially people that don't connect with people on Facebook often. Or a
right.
new person come on Facebook. If you've been around long enough, I've been on Facebook probably since like 2009 maybe.
When it first started.
Right, you know, and I know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? But some people, like, they jump on Facebook 2015, a month or two ago, and you got all this, it's so overwhelming to them, and they looking at your page, they seeing all of this, and they seeing all of that. It's really not you. Not in their eyes, because they know the person that they dealing with. And it's kind of hard.
Right.
It make it hard for you to be as solid as you think that you want them, that they want you to be.
Well,
women online.
We definitely appreciate you calling in. We got a couple more calls we want to take right quick. We want to try to get everybody in tonight.
before we wanted to run over, because I know last week we were over, which was fun. It was, we really enjoy it. We don't have really like a time frame, but I definitely want to take a couple more of these calls, okay? But I definitely appreciate you, man. You the best. I appreciate you calling in. But y'all,
I definitely thank y'all for having me. Yeah, appreciate you calling in, bro. Y'all have good insight.
You really do. You really do. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and take another call. All right, what's up? Hello?
Caller.
Hello?
It's like a baby in a whipping bag there.
Hello?
Maybe because they baby.
Yo, what up?
Hey, what up?
What's going on?
What's going on? This school boy.
What's up, Doc?
What's going on, homie? What's up, Melly Mel?
Man, I'm just cooling, dog. Sitting back here drinking on a little cranberry and vodka.
Shit, me too. I'm doing the same thing, man. What y'all got going on? Let's talk about situations. Let's talk about situations.
Bad breakup.
Well, you know, I was listening to that, what Mel was saying about the Facebook thing, you know. I got popping on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put myself in a situation, you know what I'm saying, by watching. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking everybody can know now. I put myself in a situation by watching Mel on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I took some of his little lines or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Made it to the point that, you know what I'm saying? How you get popular on Facebook. So, you know what I'm saying? When you
I fell back from that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I fell back from that.
Yeah, you fell back. We talked about that, though. You know what I'm saying? I remember you was
I was like, yeah, I'm the child be
yeah,
the cool
when
nigga.
I fell,
you know what I'm
saying? I was like, when you fell, yeah, when you fell back, then I got the popularity, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Once I got in my relationship, y'all know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Everything was cool, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? Like, me on Facebook, keep going on Facebook. If I'm on Facebook, you on Facebook, you goes in another room, you been on Facebook, which I wouldn't want to spend quality time. Fuck Facebook. I can put my phone down anytime, you know what I'm saying? Which I'm in a new... You know what I'm saying? I know everybody know now, you know, so I'm in a new relationship or whatever. We going through the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You putting your business on Facebook about what the fuck we got going on, which I don't appreciate the shit. You know what I'm saying? But Facebook can ruin a relationship.
So you going through that now again?
Yeah.
Nigga.
I'm talking about like, it can't be like a week. A week or two, god damn, what the fuck?
Man, you should have never put the key lime cake on there, man.
Hey, now, it ain't about the key lime cake. It ain't about that. It is not about Facebook. It's about popularity on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to figure out if I wasn't so popular on Facebook, I think it should be different.
I mean, yeah,
you gotta defame yourself.
Do you honestly feel like
Facebook had a lot to do with your previous breakup and what's going on in your future relationship right now? You think Facebook got a lot to do with it?
Well, like last relationship, it was drinking. I slowed down on my drinking a whole lot. I don't really go out like that, though. You know what I'm saying? If I go out,
you don't go out.
You know what I'm saying? It be with my friend now. You know what I'm saying? We go out together, like we have ball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't really drink too much because when I drink, I get sleepy. You know what I'm saying? So, but like it all falls down to Facebook. With these breakups, we break up nowadays, all Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Women, they too insecure. You got most males insecure too. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Facebook got a lot to do with all these breakups going on around these days. If you could put down a phone and just chill and talk to and communicate. You know what I'm saying? Most folks don't communicate at all. You know what I'm saying? Only thing is, you want to do silent treatment. You wait a week later I don't understand female. They wait a week later or 2 weeks later just to see what, you know what I'm saying, just to express their feelings. Why the fuck you can't talk to your man then? You know what I'm saying?
So they hold in their feelings or whatever and everything they want to say to you, then they just let it bottle up on them and then they just come out with all of it at one time.
No, you fuck up. You do something stupid, then they go hammer
they come
time
back
on
with
your ass.
You.
No, with extra shit on.
Like, why you couldn't just get me for the fuck that shit I just did? Like,
exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Oh, man, I feel for you, brother, man. I feel for you.
Y'all notice on Facebook, I don't be on Facebook like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying myself. We having fun. You know what I'm saying? Going on trips, doing this, doing that. I probably post on Facebook once, twice, and boom, get back. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have my phone like that. If I have my phone, I have my work phone sending out email. You know what I'm saying? Doing what I do best.
But a woman don't think that though, because you people look at you on Facebook constantly all the time, so they're gonna automatically be like, oh, it don't matter what you do. I can get off Facebook for a month right now and folks will still think I'm on Facebook.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you ain't on there. At one point, I was posting once or twice a week, or you know, once or twice a day. But it seemed like I'm on there all day because they looking at all your old stuff and they liking it, making that shit be in the new feed and all this and
right,
that, folks
right,
tagging you
right,
and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just making you just still relevant. You know what I'm saying? I try to stay relevant because you know I sell hell. So you know what I'm saying? I try to stay relevant enough for me where I won't fall off from that. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, I'm good. So I don't really have to even be on there like that. But at the end of the day, when I do be in a relationship or whatever, I try to respect it. But you know, niggas be fucking up, man. Niggas fuck up.
They do.
Yo,
yeah, they do. We got a couple more calls we want to get in. Schoolboy, you know you the best. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem. I enjoy y'all.
Yeah, we
appreciate
you
calling,
bro. Hey,
no problem. All right,
caller.
Caller,
what up? Hello? They got off. We got another one.
Hello?
Okay, hello.
What up, caller? What's up?
Okay,
what
what's
up,
going
who
on?
Hey, man, what I was saying about that Facebook, like, if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to delete that account, period. Like, you're supposed to make your relationship happen. Like, it ain't no way around it. Facebook will never come, because I don't get no money off Facebook. So, me, the entertainment...
But what if you get money off Facebook?
Well, you get money off Facebook, you need to have a like page. See, it's a difference from a like page and a page. Like, people know the difference. Like, you got to talk to somebody who don't know the difference. Like, a lot of people.
But it's hard to start that. Let's say you got your old page, like with me.
That what?
I sell a lot of hair. If I turn and be like, hey, all y'all go like my like page or my hair. Okay, I'm not going to have them 10,000 friends that I got on my two pages all together because I got to start from the grind up. So why do that? Can I just wean off of it a little bit? Can I just wean off of it and just get people to still, you know, do that?
Okay, but
I got a couple more calls in. Let me go ahead and kind of grab them. But Dion, I appreciate you all the time.
All right. Well, he didn't want to keep that damn page. Fuck that page.
That's a whole new page.
Bye.
That's my new page.
Bye.
Caller.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get him in.
Why we ain't got no females calling in?
I think we got one about to chime in. I think
they already don't want to call, but they be the first one. They be the first one to have house on the state the next day.
Don't they? They be the main ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Caller.
Hello, how are you?
What up?
Hey. Nothing much. I want to tell me about this Facebook thing, about the security and the insecurity. If myself, I have a Facebook page, and if I get with a guy and he already, you know, got his Facebook going on, I mean, it's just Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Why take it personal? Like, man, I'm one of your, you know, the number one fans, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
it's
right.
like, I don't get on nothing, let's fuck, let's do this, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You don't come at me like that. You just a popular dude. We like your comments.
Right.
We keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know the motivation stuff that you put up every morning. That might help somebody not hurt themselves, or that might give somebody a good day that they're having a bad day. It's all Facebook.
Right.
And the main popular people that's on Facebook every day, they give people motivation to do better. You know what I'm saying? So really,
right.
I look at Facebook like that. It's really entertainment, like you said. And I don't feel like it should come in between your relationship. Because if they just insecure about Facebook, they insecure with everything. I don't want to be with no insecure person. Because I'm very secure with myself. So I just think
right.
it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't even be no problem. That shouldn't even, look, I got Facebook, you got Facebook, we could be friends. But don't come on my page talking about this, because I'm a very attractive one. So I'm going to get likes. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't going to get no likes, is you?
Oh, I'm going to get likes and all that. You know what I'm saying? All that, it is what it is. You already know what it was when you got with me. You know I'm an attractive woman. I know you're an attractive man. We wouldn't even be with each other if that was the case. You know what I'm saying? So move on. Facebook is what it is. You know what I'm saying? People need
right.
to get over themselves with that, trying to be in control of everything. You can't control everything because regardless of Facebook, you be out in public, you work every day around other people. You can't control that, so why try to control Facebook? It's the same thing.
Yeah, you
but
that's make
all
a
good I
point.
I'm Takesha
Prime,
by the way.
You did what?
I said, I'm Takesha Prime, this, by the way.
I got your shirt.
You got my shirt on.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
That's fine. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. We'll get on.
Right.
You got my
nose. Yep. I'll be here next Tuesday. Well, yeah.
Okay.
We definitely appreciate all the love you show us for sure. We definitely
appreciate
it. Yeah, you cool people.
All right, then. Yeah, have a good night.
All right. Good
you
night.
Too.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I think we pretty much
see,
got everybody.
It's some good. It's some good. Is that rain? It's raining.
It's raining, and I think we pretty much. And I think my window's down in my car. Mm. Somebody let them up.
Okay.
I really didn't let them up.
Right plan, but the wrong man, ain't it?
Well, we definitely had a good show tonight.
I did not know about it. We had our limit, man. We definitely enjoyed all the calls today, man. It was very interesting.
It really was.
And,
it really was.
And I loved it to have everybody input.
I
took a back
good.
Seat today, and I let my homegirl, I let my co-host, my host, whatever what we is, I let her do half a little shot because she told me to sit down and let me run it out. Go ahead on there.
Let me just do it.
I didn't even have to even give a top five, and hey,
well,
you pretty much covered the bases.
But I am pretty much glad that all of the calls did get a chance to get in tonight. I am definitely glad. I know a lot of people, the majority of everybody listens to us online, and then they'll kind of inbox me when they want to kind of talk about, you know, when they want to get on the air. And definitely
right.
I will do better by trying to chat with people online. But I appreciate you guys. Continue to inbox me when you want to actually call in, because like I said, we get more people to listen to us online instead of actually calling, so I know all of the callers that's calling in actually want to talk. So I definitely appreciate that. And, again, tonight was our 29th show. and we really appreciate it. So go ahead, Mel, and tell them where they can hit you up at.
Man, you can catch me on Twitter at LaceFrontKiller. Catch me on Instagram at ExoticPlushHair. 7A and 8A grades of plush bundleness. Now that good stuff. You can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Esperanza. That's my new page. And you can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Mailman Esperanza. That's my old page. And you can catch me on my website at www.exoticplushhair.com if you're inquiring on grabbing some bundles for any occasion. I do sell wholesale. I do all that good stuff, man. And once again, we appreciate all y'all for listening and tuning in as usual.
Yeah, we
the
do.
The crowd
yeah,
is
do.
Getting bigger, yeah. The crowd is getting bigger,
yeah,
and everybody's
yeah,
starting
to
participate.
Yeah, the crowd is getting bigger. The callers are, we're getting more people to call in and converse with
right.
us. We really, really like that. Instead of, we told you you would be comfortable, and I know that with calling in, because we don't
right.
like in biz radio, so we definitely don't.
Yeah, and you know, it's like to the point now, we really just have a regular conversation.
Right.
Well, even you know, it just flows.
It
so you know,
really
and I know everybody enjoyed the show,
yeah,
and you know, everybody had their own peace of mind. You know, everybody had their own peace of mind, and it's a good thing. And we appreciate everybody for tuning in.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night.
Good night. Holla at me, Nikki.
All right, baby.
Yeah.
I'll let you.